Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Joseph Lister, Louis Pasteur, Isaac Newton, Johann Kepler, Michael Faraday, Gregor Mendel, Blaise Pascal. What do these scientists have in common? It may surprise you that they were all Christians. That fact was omitted from my public school education, so I was surprised to learn it later when I began my own classical Christian education with my children. Many modern scientists were Christians, and even those that weren't professing to be followers of Christ were often operating within a biblical worldview as their philosophical base. The unique Christian beliefs that enable science to flourish were, 1, man is totally unique, we are not animals. We are created in the image of God with the ability to reason, use complex language, and to be creative. 2, the universe is not chaos, it is ordered. 3, man is free to investigate nature because nature is not evil. 4, God told mankind to have dominion over nature. We cannot take dominion over that which we don't understand. Proverbs 25:2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." To me, the concealed things are the intricacies of a cell that were hidden until man developed the microscope, and the existence of galaxies that were unknown until we developed a telescope. I think of you and I as kings, meaning earthly leaders, or princes, because we're heirs of King Jesus. It's our honor to search out the mysteries of the universe through science study. If you're interested in learning more about a Christian approach to science, I'd like to recommend a book called The Soul of Science by Nancy R. Piercy and Charles B. Thaxton.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about classical Christian community, visit classicalconversations.com. That's classicalconversations.com.